Good morning, Julia. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Look, I'm great. Thank you very much. It was a sensational weekend.
Oh, what a beautiful weekend and what a beautiful day it is at the moment. It's a cracker. Now, Julia, the Carbon Credit Scheme Council voted in favour of has caused a little bit of a backlash for you. Now, do you think it was the right way to go?
Look, yes, I do. And so do a lot of other people, actually. Look, this partnership is a first of its kind in Australia. We are going to be getting untold sustainable tourism marketing and promotion at a time that we desperately need it. We all know that there is a slump in tourism. It is a hotly debated issue across our region. We have people like Wendy Morris, the chair of TTNQ, calling out for people to join together, to actually work together, to make sure and come up with solutions and plans that is going to increase tourism numbers into our area, because at the moment we are hurting and people are hurting across the Douglas Shire as well. And so this particular partnership with Qantas could not have come at a better time.
Julia, up on the council's Facebook page, just tell me if you agree with this. Douglas goes carbon neutral. Douglas Shire will partner with Green Collar Qantas to become the country's newest carbon neutral region, further pushing the Great Barrier Reef and Daintree rainforest in front of a growing eco-tourism market. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do, because that was exactly why we were very excited when this was first proposed. We've had a number of meetings with Qantas. We've had stakeholder meetings. We've had a meeting even as far back as more than a year ago with our Sustainability and Investment Task Force. This was seen as a great coup, and it is a great coup. As I've already said, we desperately need tourism marketing dollars into our region, and this is a solution that I would have thought would have been embraced and applauded.
You said in a council media release the entire Shire is carbon neutral. I'll just read you from the media release. Douglas Shire Mayor Julia Loy said the partnership reinforced Douglas Shire's position as a leading sustainable tropical destination. The quote from you: everyone knows Douglas Shire has a strong environmental charter, but now we can stand next to one of the country's most reputable organisations with our hand on our hearts and say our region is carbon neutral. Now, in actual fact, Julia, the spending of hundreds of thousands of dollars of ratepayer money over the next 3 years to reduce the carbon footprint of the council only. It's the council's footprint, not the region. Do you think it's being misleading to the community to boast that the entire Shire is carbon neutral when in fact it's only the council's footprint that will be neutral?
Look, in actual fact, I really want to address the issue of the cost. As I've already explained last week, we're not able to reveal the cost because it's commercial in confidence with Qantas. We are yet to sign the agreement yet. Once the agreement is signed, I hope that we will be able to give more clarity around that. But what I will say, and I did say last week, that it is far less than 0.5% of our annual budget, probably more like a third of 1%, which actually equates to, on an annual basis, the cost, for example, of the new pump track in Mossman, the cost, for example, of a dog park. I can give you lots of examples. This is not a huge cost to have exceptional tourism marketing promotion into our region at a time that we desperately need it. The aim of this is to become carbon neutral, and certainly that is a winning point for many of our tourists. For example, what you haven't read out from our media release was that the Accor Hotel's Chief Operating Officer, Simon McGrath, said this is a tremendous outcome worthy of a global celebration. He sees this as a winning strategy for our region. He says that partnerships like this prove to his guests that we care for our environment both on a local and global scale. He thinks it's a wonderful initiative, and he also states that an increasing number of guests look to reduce their footprint when they're staying in their hotels. And they've already implemented multiple initiatives. Mm. This is also about encouraging everyone and incentivising everyone in our community, whether you're an organisation, a community group, a tourism group. But the uniqueness of this particular partnership with Qantas, I mean, one of the biggest companies, of course, in Australia and our national airline, is to have the focus on the Douglas Shire.
But you didn't answer my question. Why are you promoting this as the Douglas Shire? You've said it on your own website. Our region is carbon neutral. It is not. I'll just, Mark Stormer, in the Healthy Reef Partnership Report, he authored this, your CEO, Mark Stormer. He said the recommendation was that council resolves to bring council's carbon footprint up to the standard in line with the national carbon offset. The partnership enables council to become carbon neutral by purchasing premium carbon offsets located in Raw Bell, Queensland. It is clearly set out in the report, Julia, that this is the council only, not the entire shire, that's becoming carbon neutral. And it seems to me that it's being promoted that way. Certainly. Now, I'll give you another example. In an email,
do you want me just to answer? I'm happy to answer.
No. Let me continue. Smart. Let me continue. Cool. Now, let me further go on, because this builds a case that you're promoting this as the Douglas Shire being carbon neutral, and it isn't the case. Now, in an email sent out to TPDD members, Tara Bennett identified that the secured agreement somehow renders the entire Shire carbon neutral. She says, quote, "The Douglas Shire Council, Qantas, Green Collar and Tourism, Port Douglas, Daintree have secured a groundbreaking agreement under the Healthy Reef Partnership to make the Shire carbon neutral." That is not true, Julia.
Look, all I will say is that this is an initiative that is going to encourage, and we hope and will make our Shire carbon neutral.
So you're not answering the question. You're not answering the question, Julia.
I'm actually trying to answer the question.
You're doing a snow job on me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're doing a snow job. The question I have asked you and you have not answered yet, Julia, is you are making out both on the website, verbally, and Tara Bennett now, and you're having a meeting today. Tara Bennett has called a meeting today that should have been called really to consult the ratepayers, but now after the horse has bolted, you're holding meetings. But you haven't answered the question. You are promoting the fact that the Douglas Shire and Tara Bennett is promoting the Douglas Shire as being carbon neutral, when in actual fact it is only the council. Now, do you admit that it is only the council that is carbon neutral that you're spending all this dough on?
What I will say is that what we are doing is, yes, we are entering into an agreement that will make our shire and council.
Hello? Dropped out. You there, Julia? Okay. Are you there, Julia? Okay. Well, it looks like she's dropped out. What we might do is just take a song and then I'll see if I can get Julia back. Are you back, Julia?
Yes, no, I am.
Okay. So let's go back to the question I asked you. Why is you as the council and the council is promoting this as carbon neutral for the Douglas Shire when in actual fact it is only council? Is that correct or not?
What I want to say, and I was trying to say over the last few minutes, Paul, is that what we are aiming to do with this agreement, which we have yet to sign, the council decision last Tuesday was just to allow the CEO to go to the next step, and a lot of it is still being worked out. And whilst, yes, you are correct, this particular decision will enable the Douglas Shire Council to be carbon neutral. But part of this is a much broader picture, and that is all part of our agreement, or will be part of the agreement with Qantas, because it's a partnership with Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. And this is about a Tourism Council initiative that is going to really bring in a lot more tourists at a time that we really need it. I mean, you might read out certain things from social media to me.
No. I read it out from your own council website.
Excuse me. My home phone is a bit... I can't quite hear you. I can just hear you in the background. I'd just like to finish as well, Paul. I've had a lot of people talk to me over the weekend, and they think this is a fantastic initiative. They can see that we need to provide a solution to our tourism slump. And frankly, a lot of other people aren't able to do that. And that's exactly why I would have expected the support of many people, including other leaders in our community at a federal level, to applaud this and support this. And so we're having meetings with a number of people because now we've had that first decision that the CEO can proceed. And as I've said, no agreement has been signed yet, but there's certainly a lot of positives about that. not only will we get more tourism dollars into our region, we also being able to reduce our carbon footprint, which actually a lot of tourists look for that, particularly our target markets from the US, from Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking you were going to say something. As I said, my home phone is very faint and I have trouble hearing it.
Okay.
But well, I'm really just trying to answer your question.
Yeah, well...
This is a coup for Douglas and it should be applauded. As I've already said, the cost is very negligible and it's a great... Many people think it's a really great initiative.
Okay, let me move on to another couple of things. Councillor Noley, in a statement to Council and a letter to the editor in Newsport, Councillor Noley made some very grand claims that appear to be pie in the sky. Julia, this is what she said, and I quote, "What?
You know what, Paul?
Wait a minute.
Why don't you interview Councillor Noley?
Well, why don't... You're the mayor, so I'm going to want to get your comp... This all goes to what we're talking about this particular thing that you voted on. So I need to say it. And you're here, so I'm going to say it, right? She said, what do we get back in return? Well, probably millions of dollars of worldwide PR. The benefits may lead to a 50-year boost in tourism. I repeat, Julia, what she said. Probably millions of dollars of worldwide PR, unquote. Probably. With this partnership between Qantas and Council, Council has the opportunity and Qantas has the capacity for a relatively small fee to provide Douglas with millions, if not tens of millions of dollars of international marketing and tourism, public relations and advertising. Now, Julia, as you as the mayor, what research and evaluation has the council undertaken to back up these claims by Councillor Noley?
I think they're excellent comments that Councillor Noley has said, and that's exactly...
What evidence have you got to back that up?
We know that Qantas, as our national airline, has significant weight across the nation. To have them in a partnership, as I've already said, as a first with Douglas Shire Council is a major coup. And part of our agreement will be significant promotional and marketing, branding opportunities, and we'll be working closely with Tourism Port Douglas Daintree to make this happen. What this is at the moment
probably
is the first step towards a journey that we have not yet completed.
Probably.
And that's why we're seeing that it's really important for people possibly at this stage to sort of see the bigger picture.
Hmm.
There may be things that people need more explanation of, and I certainly acknowledge that, and there may be people for all sorts of reasons who don't agree with it. Not everyone agrees with every council decision. But we've made this decision. The majority of councillors have made it. We've certainly had a lot of thought put into this. We've had briefings and updates for councillors on a regular basis. We've had stakeholder consultation. We've had information and recommendations from our CEO.
Okay, talking with the Mayor, Julia Loy. Julia, Federal MP Warren Ensch has told FabFM that this is a ridiculous move by the council, not counting Michael Kerr, of course. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
They scoffed at the suggestion that we're looking at a fully renewable grid up there. We're talking about hydrogen as the first of its kind in Australia. They scoffed at that. But why wouldn't that... And yet we've got some of the largest companies, national and international, that are already expressing an interest in that, and yet the councillors scoff at it. They should be putting that up there as an opportunity to invest in greenhouse credits. Because... Again, it will impact directly on not only the rainforest, but on the reef that's right on the coast. But no, they want to go down south and go down to the Burnett Valley, which will make absolutely no difference. The final thing, if I can say, the way in which they dismissed the community contribution of Michael Kerr was nothing short of disgusting. It was disgraceful. And you've got money for paws and claws for the cats and the dogs. Why can't we put some money into the environment? What an absolute bullshit bloody comment to make and offensive. Let me tell you, if it hadn't have been for Michael Kerr and the people that that are so committed to volunteers working with him, I think the Douglas Shire would not have a clink theatre and they would be still scrounging around to find somewhere to put the discarded animals. And for them to dismiss that work and to personally attack him for the work that he's done, I find highly offensive and disgusting, and they should be condemned for it.
Julian?
Oh, heavens above. First of all, Warren Entsch wasn't at the meeting last Tuesday.
I was, though.
Pardon?
I was.
Yeah, look, do you want me to comment on Warren?
No, hang on a second, Julia. Look, you know, I have a program here. I can make a comment. So, you know, you've got the platform, but you haven't got the entire platform, all right?
Okay.
Okay. What he's saying is that Michael Kerr was treated badly. Now, you, on this program last week, brought up paws and claws, and Councillor Roy Zamataro brought up paws and claws. Do you think that was below the belt?
No, I don't, because we were talking about...
You don't? Okay.
And I'd like the opportunity to make a few comments.
Go.
Thank you. First of all, I would have thought that Warren Entsch would have applauded this initiative. He knows that tourism is a vital component of the economy of this shire, as well as many parts of Leichhardt, including Cairns. He also is the reef envoy appointed by the Prime Minister. This is a fantastic solution when everyone is calling out for solutions. In terms of some of his other comments, I don't know whether perhaps, is he concerned that his so-called renewable energy option isn't going anywhere in the Daintree rainforest? I don't know. The other thing is that...
Going anywhere? It's under consideration, Julie.
Well, that's the thing. If it is going somewhere, the government has approved $1 million for a study. No one's stopping that study from proceeding, and what council have just said, we'll get on with it.
But, Julia, you're against the grid, and so is Mike Berwick. You don't want it, Julia. You don't want it.
Warren has said, and I would like the opportunity to finish. One of the things that does usually routinely happen and or not happen is having a federal parliamentarians play party politics in local government. It's hasn't really occurred, I don't think, to this extent that I've just seen in the last few days. And many people have come up to me, and whilst Warren might be gobsmacked about the decision, a lot of people are actually gobsmacked about what Warren's comments are, because what we want Warren to do is focus on his federal responsibilities. Where are we going with the Mosman Mill? There is a deadline this week. Time is running out. And we have had a deafening silence from our federal member.
All right, well, let's...
We know that this is going to impact severely on the town of Mosman, our local economy, our cane growers and our mill workers. If a solution is not found, and at this stage, none has happened. I'm actually aware that the Premier has sent a letter last Friday week to the Prime Minister requesting and asking that a solution and consideration of an agreement in principle be considered. This is an olive branch from the state government, and they're suggesting possibly a 50-50 partnership. On the 15th of February, prior to the election, there was a promise in the Cairns Post, and that promise was that Warren said that the operational costs of the growers group was requesting had been sorted out. And so essentially many people in this community and who speak to me are more concerned that Warren focused on delivering the promises that he made before the election.
Okay. All right. Well, just before we leave, this one last thing. Council strategies for carbon footprint reduction. Now, Mark Stormer's report stated, for council to credibly claim it is carbon neutral, it will need to bring its footprint up to the standard in line with the National Carbon Offset Standard through the Department of Environment. It stipulates that best practice involves an organisation reducing their carbon footprint as much as possible before offsetting the remainder emissions through carbon offset projects. Now, has council done this? If so, are you satisfied that all local opportunities have been thoroughly considered before entering into this agreement?
We haven't entered into the agreement yet, as I've already said.
Yeah, but you want to.
Is a partnership. The only contract will actually be with Qantas, and we're investigating and have started doing all sorts of things, and we've been talking about them for many months.
Has the council completed the process to achieve carbon neutral certification through the Department of Energy, Environment and Energy?
This is all part of what we will be doing. That's part of the strategy.
What area of council operations, infrastructure, etc. is certified or will be certified as carbon neutral?
Look, I can't answer all those specific questions at the moment.
It's a pretty easy question, Julia. What area of council operations, infrastructure, etc. is certified or will be certified as carbon neutral? What are your hopes for?
Look, I'm very happy to answer. I like to be able to answer your questions with clarity. At another time. What happens is sometimes, we're live on radio. I'm certainly doing my best to answer your questions in an honest way. I'm aware that this issue, has caused a lot of debate, which actually is really good because some of the debate that I see is very encouraging, that actually people really recognise that it's actually a really good thing to become carbon neutral. I suppose how we get there is part of the debate. The majority of councillors, after much consideration, decided last Tuesday to authorise the CEO into further investigation about a number of things, but also to finalise and enter into an agreement with Qantas. But it's a way, I suppose, how you interpret words. When you say enter into a contract, of course there's all sorts of things that you will be analysing and looking at before we do that. But I would like to say the cost is negligible, we can afford it. There's been wild allegations about what that cost is, and that is what I've seen in terms of dollar figures is totally inaccurate.
How far are they off?
Quite a bit. But I'm not going to reveal that because part of our sort of charter as a councillor that we don't reveal what's actually discussed really in workshops but also particularly in what we call closed session reports.
But will you tell the ratepayers this, that you will stop saying the Douglas Shire will be carbon neutral when in actual fact it's only council? Will you make sure that those wordings will be used in future and not sort of pushing the fact that we have a Douglas Shire carbon neutral when in actual fact it is purely council?
I'll have a look at what you're suggesting and discuss it with staff. And,
not what I'm suggesting.
And there's been words that have been misinterpreted.
It's the truth. It's the truth, Julia. It's council only.
It's not just about council. That's why we're partnering with Tourism Port Douglas Daintree.
Yeah. But that's the tourism. What I'm saying is, both on your website and verbally, and now, Tara Bennett, and she's having a meeting today, as long as that meeting today, that they're saying that this is council only. It is not the Douglas Shire carbon neutral. It's a pretty easy thing to... I mean, I've had a look at it, and you look at it on the council, look at what the agreement is, have a look at what Mark Stormer wrote, and it's clear that it is a carbon neutral council thing. It is not a Douglas Shire thing. We are not going to be carbon neutral in the Douglas Shire. It'll only be your council.
Well, that's how people start. They start with...
Okay, well, as long as you admit that, Julia, that it's council only, it isn't the Douglas Shire, and for you to keep saying that, or Tara Bennett to say that, or anybody else, is giving false information.
I'm going to investigate what you've asked me, and I'll get back to you next week with some answers that I suppose better clarify it, not just for you, but also for the listeners.
Okay. All right. Well, look, because of the time that we took, we probably can't get through to a couple of items, but I do want to mention the one that you want to mention, and that is you've got a big day tomorrow. Council will adopt the 2019-20 budget, corporate plan and annual operational plan.
Look, this is a really big day for the council tomorrow. We're now being able to complete a 5-year financial sustainability plan that I announced early in 2014. And this is a great achievement for council. Paul, you might not be aware that as a de-amalgamated council, we were deemed by some that we would never survive on our own, that we'd never get any grants. And we've done exactly the opposite. We've actually achieved a huge amount. We've been able to whittle away a $5.2 million deficit from the beginning of 2014. And we will be in surplus. Our annual budget will be adopting an operating surplus for 2019-20. And on top of that, we have had record capital works. We've also got additional money, of course, from disaster relief, that we're underway with repairing and securing many parts of our shire that suffered through multiple disasters. This is a really good achievement for our council and worthy of celebration. We've also got a number of great capital works, and we're putting a lot more money into certain areas that have been identified in our corporate planning discussions a few weeks ago.
Okay, Julia, thank you for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.